nominated.
That's right. Congrats, congrats.
There must be winners and losers in every sporting
competition. Well, you're always a winner to us, Sonny. And on that note, I understand you're kicking off with Africa football today.
Yes, Kim. Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Soccerlicious greetings from Washington, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, we kick off on a sad note in Gabon, where we have news of a fatality on the pitch.
Voice of America!
Can you give our Voice of America listeners some details?
Yes, Sonny, sad indeed. A goalkeeper from Togo, Sylvain Azougue, who was playing for AC Bongaville, has died after a terrible accident during a league match in Gabon. The goalkeeper made what he thought was a customary stop, but unfortunately, the surface was very slippery due to rain, and an attacker lost his balance and slipped on Azougue's head. Now, he was rushed to hospital in Bongaville, which is 800 kilometers from the Gabonese capital, Libreville, but sadly, he died on his way to the medical facility. So on behalf of the Sunnyside of Sport, we extend our deepest condolences to the family and friends of Sylvain Azougue, a very untimely death at the age of 30.
David, from Gabon, let's go to Gambia, where CAF, the governing body in African football, has taken some disciplinary action. Your thoughts?
Yes, Sonny, well done to CAF. I know it's difficult to catch these age cheats, and, you know, the CAF spokesman, Junior Binyam, has given many reasons in a recent article as to why it is so difficult. But the fact is, CAF have got to keep trying. I'm tired of saying on the Voice of America,
Voice of America,
that it is just wrong for players in their mid or even late 20s to be playing in the African under 17 and under 20 competitions. I've had personal experience of this, Sonny. I met a player from, let's just say, an East African country, we won't go any further than that, who was playing in an African junior championship. Now, that's for footballers under the age of 17. And there he was telling me that he had a thriving business as a taxi driver and that he had a wife and three children. Now, this is all for an alleged 16-year-old footballer. There and then, I actually lost a lot of faith in the African underage competitions. Now, what's happened, Sonny, is that Gambia beat Liberia in Monrovia 1-0 a week ago in the first leg of a youth championship that's under 20. And congratulations to the Liberians, because they obviously had suspicions. They did the homework, and no less than five Gambians were found to be overage. They were all born in 1994. But the deadline for the competition is the 1st of January, 1995. So CAF have done the only thing they could do. They've kicked the Gambians out of the competition, and Liberia receive a walkover into the first round proper. So well done to CAF.
Let's turn to Europe now, David. Any recent highlights involving African scores?
Yes, Sonny, we've had a lot of African scorers. Some of them, of course, will be delighted with their goals, and others, unfortunately, finished on the losing side. And one of those players was the Cameroonian star, Samuel Eto'o. He put Chelsea ahead against Sunderland, but the match ended in a shock 2-1 victory for relegation-threatened Sunderland. And that, at Stamford Bridge, was the first home league defeat under the managership of Jose Mourinho. Better news for Wilfred Bony of Swansea City. He's the Ivorian that's featured regularly on the Sunnyside of Sport, and he bagged another brace. Two goals at Newcastle, and they gave Swansea a 2-1 victory. The Newcastle goal was scored by the Nigerian Shola Amiobi, and it was a very well-timed goal. His first goal since December 2012, so well done to Shola Amiobi. If we swing, of course, into Europe proper, Stefan Mbia scored his third goal of the season for Sevilla, who are doing very well at the moment. They trashed Granada 4-0 at the weekend. And it was also nice, honey, to see Alex Song, a Cameroon midfielder. He played the entire 90 minutes for Barcelona, who've been battling lately but came from behind at the weekend to beat Athletic Bilbao 2-1 at the Camp Nou. and stay in contention for the La Liga title. If we move then to Italy, Adol Karabat, who's plays for AC Milan, he was among the goals in the 3-0 rout of Livorno. And Karabat is a Moroccan with a checkered history, a bit of a bad boy at times, misbehaves. Discipline has not been his strongest point, but he seems to have settled down under the tutorship of Clarence Seedorf at AC Milan, so we wish him well. In France, Sonny, a hat-trick for Sheikh Diabate for Bordeaux. He's the Malian striker, and that's the first hat-trick of his career, and it helped Bordeaux beat Guingamp 5-2. Among the other goal scorers in France were Aboubakar Demba Kamara of Guinea, who plays for Ajaccio, and also Vincent Aboubakar, who plays for Lorraine. The goals continued to flow for Africans. In Germany, Didier Yakonen, the Ivorian striker, he scored for Hanover 96. And in faraway Russia, Seydou Doumbia, the Ivorian, scored for CSKA Moscow in a 4-0 victory. And Doumbia not only scored a goal from a penalty, but he also created one of those other goals. So a really fruitful weekend, Sonny, across the top leagues in Europe for our African stars.
You mentioned those top leagues in Europe, David. Two in particular, La Liga in Spain and the Premiership in England, both hotly contested this season. VOA! How about an update for our VOA football fans?
Yes, Sonny, if we look at the English Premier League first, and Liverpool out in front with 80 points, Chelsea 75, Manchester City have got 71, and Arsenal have got 70. Liverpool gave their supporters some palpitations away to Norwich City before they won 3-2. What's quite significant, Sonny, is despite all these goals being scored by Suarez and Sturridge for Liverpool, they do have weaknesses in defence. I would single out their goalkeeper and also their central defenders. They can be exposed under pressure. But they're a great team to watch at the moment, Liverpool. You're guaranteed excitement at both ends of the field. And what Liverpool are doing is what I think is great for football. They're simply saying, well, if you score 2 goals, we'll score at least 3. And that's what happened against Norwich. Chelsea, as we mentioned earlier on the show, they slipped up a stunning 2-1 home defeat by Sunderland. And when you consider that Chelsea are second and Sunderland are bottom of the table, that, Sonny, has got to rank among the biggest upsets of the season. Arsenal will play Hull City next month in the FA Cup final. And in a dress rehearsal at Hull at the weekend, Arsenal romped to a 3-0 victory. But sadly for the Gunners, they're out of the running for the title. It's now clearly, Sonny, between Liverpool, Chelsea and Manchester City. Now, we mentioned African goal scorers, and what I decided to do is have a look at the English Premier League leading scorers. Well, Suarez, the Uruguayan from Liverpool, he's way out in front with 30 goals. His partner up front, Sturridge, he's got 20 goals. But third on the rankings comes Yaya Toure, injured at the moment, from Manchester City with 18 goals. And other Africans who've been hitting the jackpot this season when it comes to goals are Wilfred Bonny with 14, Emmanuel Adebayor of Tottenham with 10. And that's a really great achievement, Sonny, because, of course, until there was a change of managers mid-season at Tottenham, Adebayor was not getting a look in at all. And then with 9 goals, we've got Samuel Eto'o. So well done to all those Africans in the English Premier League. We then switch to Spain, a really exciting battle here too. Atletico Madrid have got 85 points, Barcelona 81, and Real Madrid 79. Now, Real Madrid have got 1 game in hand, and theoretically, if they win that, they will go up to 82 points. And that's most unusual in Spain, where normally Real Madrid or Barcelona run away with the title. What I also did, Sonny, was have a look at the leading Spanish scorers in their league. Not surprisingly, it's Ronaldo on top. The Real Madrid striker has got 28 goals. But it's not Lionel Messi who's second. It's Diego Costa. Now, he was born in Brazil, but he's opted to play for Spain, and he will go with them to Brazil for the 2014 World Cup. Costa's got 27 goals, and then next with 26 comes Messi. Unfortunately, we have to go down to 12 goals before we find our first African, and that's El Arabi, the Moroccan, who plays for Granada. And on 11 goals, we've got Uche, the Nigerian, who plays for Villarreal. So not quite as many Africans scoring goals in Spain as in England, but nevertheless, congratulations to El Arabi and Uche for the goals they have grabbed this season.
Yes, congratulations to them, David, and all the African goal scorers in Europe over the weekend. David, let's give a sunny side of sports salute to Meb Kifleshgi of the USA and Rita Jeptu of Kenya, who won the men's and women's titles in Monday's 118th running of the Boston Marathon. The 38-year-old Kifleshgi, who was born in Eritrea, became the first American in 31 years to win the men's title in Boston, clocking 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 37 seconds. And Rita Jeptu won her third Boston women's title, successfully defending her 2013 championship with a course record of 2 hours, 18 minutes, and 57 seconds.
It's not easy to run 3 times and to be a champion, but me, today I'm happy. I'm happy because I decided to come here in Boston to run again, to support people in here in Boston and to show people here in Boston we are together.
This is probably the most meaningful victory for American, just because of what happened last year, this Patriots Day, and it happens in God's time. Just kept thinking, Boston strong, Meb strong, Meb strong, give it everything you have, and if I get beat it, that's it. But at the same time, I want to be able to finish strong. You know, toward the end, I had the 4 people that are victims that passed away, just like I was last year. I was a spectator. They were spectators. And I had my bib number. I wrote them out, and they helped me carry through.
That's Meb Kifleshgi, the 2014 Boston Marathon champion, who says he was carried through to victory by the spirits of